Baby? Baby? Where are you? The delivery from Doll's Kill just arrived. I got you so many clothes to wear. They're all so girly and so cute. I'm so excited to see them on you. Hey, you. Pause your game and come play dress up with me. What do you mean not now? Why aren't you excited? We've been waiting like 2 weeks for this to arrive. What? You are cute. Who said you weren't cute? I'll kill them. No, seriously. I'll actually kill them. Nobody? So how did you just decide you aren't cute anymore? Are you kidding me? Well, of course the femboys who post online are cute. They're obviously blessed with tiny frames, no hair, fucking awesome makeup skills, and I swear that half of them are on hormones. But why do you even care about that? Why does that change anything about how cute and confident you are? Oh, baby, please. You really don't need to be small and hairless and 18 to be a cute femboy for me. Shouldn't it matter more what I think and what kind of cute boy I want to eat up? Well, you know what I think? I think you are comparing yourself to an unrealistic standard of boyness and cuteness online, okay? And I don't want to hear shit from you because you always give me a hard time because I do the same thing with other girls. And I don't think it's fair for you to be lecturing me when you are doing the same thing, okay? And I give you permission to feel and be a cute femboy and have muscles and have stubble and wear a size large and have hair on your legs and have hairy nipples and maybe sometimes wear an extra large and have those crow's feet things that I swear are appearing too. Okay, I'll stop, but you get my point, right? Like, you don't need to look like those other femboys to look and feel cute, you know? You tell me all the time that just because I'm 6 feet tall and I am a curvaceous lady doesn't mean that I can't be cute like those other small, little, tiny, waisted, tiny figured girls. So now I expect you to take your own advice. Okay? I like you just the way you are. And that should be what matters. Okay? Can you please just feel cute for me? I was really excited to see you try these cute little clothes on. Like, I was literally giggling to myself walking home from the post office, thinking about what I would do to you. Can you please be all bright eyes for me again? There you go. Isn't that better? Thank you. Now, can I please have a hug? You know, you really are cute, right? Okay. Cutie, stop standing there. You really have to try this set on. Remember this one? With the hearts. Yeah. No. Close off, mister. Okay. So, start with the panties. Yes! Oh, my perfect fit. Your butt. I want... Okay, focus. Here, now the bralette. And the garter. Oh, okay, now the stockings. Yeah, don't worry. I'll help clip them in for you. These are pretty fiddly. Now, for the back. And... done. Let me take a good look at you. You're just too cute. Oh my god, you're blushing. You know how cute you are, don't you? Stop it. Stop it right now. I can't take it. Oh my God. This is better than I imagined. Yep. You're definitely qualified to be a femboy. Certified hot femboy cutie right here. Wow. This does look so good on you. Wait. I need to get a picture of you. Baby, you're poking out of the top of your panties. Now, what will we do about that? I can't wait for you to try on the other ones. But I need you inside me right now. No, I don't think you understand. Seeing you like this, I have this primal need. Okay, lie down there, and legs up, hold them back up for me, further back, okay, and we will just slide this pretty little panty to the side, and slide mine to the side too. And now, I can fuck you. Oh, good baby. You know, this is called the Amazon position. It's how strong, confident women have sex with cute boys like you. Does it feel nice? Weird? I know. It's like I'm fucking you. My pussy feels good though. Nice and tight. Fuck, I am so wet. Fuck. Play with your nipples. Yeah, under that bralette. That's so hot. Pinch them for me. Fuck, you're too cute. You're too cute. Do you like my pussy, baby? Yeah? No, you can't come yet. No coming. Not until I come. Fuck, your cock feels so good. No, not until I come. Oh, fuck. I'm close. Don't come. Don't you dare come. I said, don't you dare come. Oh my fucking God. Really? Really? Oh. Hey, you. Look at me. Who said you could come? That is what I thought. Nobody. Did I get to come? No. No, I didn't. What do you think you should do about that, My vibrator. You're so lucky. You're so cute. Because that was a very dumb answer, sweetie. No, you know exactly what you need to do. Open up. You're going to make me come with that beautiful face of yours. Fuck. That's it, baby. Show me how sorry you are. No. Lick harder. Clean up all of your mess with that tongue. Just like that. Eat it up, baby. Oh, fuck. That feels so good. Just like that, baby. Oh, you're doing so well. You're definitely sorry. I can feel it. I'm more on my clit now. I'm like harder for me. Perfect. Don't stop. Don't stop. You're gonna make me come. Yes. Yes, you're gonna make me come. Don't stop. Right there. Tongue out. Harder. Harder. Yes, you did pretty well. Oh, baby, you're all covered in cum. Oh, you poor boy. No, don't wipe any of it off. This is your punishment. You're going to keep this lingerie on and be my cute little cum slut for the next hour. And then I'll lick it off you. And we are going to do this all over again with the next set. And I'll say thank you for your clothes. And now you can go back to your games for a little while. I'll come a-lickin' when I'm ready for round two. And I expect you to be ready for me.